Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
Hi there, it's Susan Winter. Welcome to my channel. If you're listening to this via podcast, welcome. If you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe and click the little bell so you know when I have another episode coming up. I am continuing by reading your questions here. And let me know, has just anybody had a bit of dating burnout? Just absolute frustration over the fact that you keep going out there and trying and you can't find your person. It starts out well, and then what happens? I have a cure for you, and it will make you very happy. This is from Dora, and Dora, thank you for writing me. Dora writes, "Hey, Susan, how to have the strength to date again after every guy you dated and actually saw a potential in left? I feel disappointed and without a hope that I could find somebody who would see my value and stay. It usually starts off great with a wonderful beginning when they pursue me and I start to like them down the line, only to be disappointed all over again. Thank you." Dora, you're not alone. Let me acknowledge, first off, some of the inherent issues that we have. You've got a lot of external factors. A lot of people are out there dating, a lot of dating apps. Many of the people on the dating apps are bots. They're not even real. The others can be scammers. It's just a lot to wade through. Some are lookers. They're just window shoppers. So when you find somebody, you don't know if they're a window shopper or they're a buyer. Now, Dora, you and many of you out there are very clear on what you want. You want a committed relationship with a person who takes you seriously. And try though you may, you cannot understand why, to the best of your ability, you keep coming back with they took you for a little bit of time and then they drop you off. Understand, I'm reading one scenario and I'm reading it from one perspective, but this is so reminiscent of the Q&A request that I get. And if you don't know where it is, susanwinter.net on the contact page underneath media, there's going to be a box that says Q&A requests. So I'll either do a video, I might contact you directly via email, or you could hear it simply on the podcast without any video attached to it, completely new material. But here's what I suspect is happening. While we understand the field that you're entering in dating is marred with many individuals who should not even be out in public with other people hunting for love, okay? That's one thing. We can't do anything about that. But what I'd like to do is have you consider taking a couple of steps that will really help you. Number one, if you have been let down repeatedly, you're exhausted, you're burnt out, you are so struggling to find your self-worth. Number one, take a dating detox where you are so good to yourself. If your thing is curling up in a blanket and reading a book, do it. If your thing is watching TV, playing video games, if it's hiking, if it's going on a vacation, if it's going on a single vacation, meaning a solo person, if it's going to clubs, dancing with friends, pickleball, racquetball, I don't care what it is you're doing. Take time to nourish yourselves and don't even think about dating. Don't open up an app. Don't watch romantic movies. Nothing. Take a complete mental. Treat yourself like you have the flu. You're being good to yourself. You're coddling yourself. Let yourself feel and experience exactly where you are. I know what you're thinking. I've been here for months. I know it. But just allow this, because the second segment is where everything changes. Now that you've taken a break and you've let your mind cool off and settle, and now that you're back to doing self-care, the gym, friends, things you love, we are going to do a very careful filtration process of who you're attracting and why you are attracting people who repeatedly don't value you. Okay, there are a lot of things I can't see what you're doing, Dora. And again, this doesn't mean it's your fault. But when we have a pattern, it becomes our story. And our story is reminiscent of something deep inside of us. There's something that we could tweak, rebalance, just figure it out so that we can get ourselves with a different vibe. Because if you've got the same vibe and you're repeating the same story, good news, you have some control over that. Bad news, it is partially you. It's them, but you can fix it. So don't be dejected. I need to ask you to ask yourself some very, very serious questions and take time to get pen and paper out and physically write it out. Am I attracting the same kind of person? Because I'm getting the same behavior. Okay, list the last 10 people that broke your heart or four. Doesn't matter. 50, 4, 10, as many as you can. What did they have in common? When I think of this one, this one, this one, and this one. One, what are their dominant characteristics? Were they selfish? Were they cold? Did they have issues? Write it all down. Okay, this is so you can see it. Because right now, you've been working on autopilot, just pulling in the same thing energetically. And we want you to tweak your energy so that whatever that is that's been repeating no longer has a chance to. So now you're going to look at this. And guess what? You're going to find a pattern. Take a red pen. I've got one right here. I use it myself. Start to circle the similarities. Avoidant. Basically avoidant. Didn't see it before because they were so charming, but now I see it. Narcissistic. Control freak. Oh, failed to ask him if he wanted a relationship. Okay? That's due diligence on your part. Like, how did you get there? You get there and then you don't. Okay? So let's look at what you are innately attracted to, and you'll know by what you look at. The horrors that you're going to see there, you're going to say, oh, Susan, I would never be attracted to a narcissist. No, you are. Not your fault. It's your coding. Now that we know that that is a pattern, you are going to have a chance to change it. You are going to take another look at how do I enable this action for them to disregard me? How do I enable them to deprioritize me? Because I see what I'm attracted to. So guess what I do? I'm going to look for clear green flags of the exact opposite. I'm going to look for generous if they were stingy. I'm going to only focus on people that are devoted to their family, not somebody that has a litany of stories of people that they dislike. So you're going to figure out, right, the commonality between all these people, which led you to the same outcome. You're going to start to look at the dispositional traits, which means that you were somehow in yourself allowing this to come into your experience. Then what you're going to do is rewrite your script. You're going to look at all this and you're going to go for the positive opposite. And you are going to filter from day one. And you are going to get more excited about filtering and getting off the ride at the first stop than you are about riding to the end and hope in time they don't discard you. Because that was the old you. This is the new you. The new you is in charge. The new you is looking for, do I like this? Are they showing me the things that I know I need to see in order for me to have a chance to get to a long-standing partnership? Good, they're not narcissistic. Good, they're not controlling. Nice, they prioritize me. I'm on the right track. I like this. This person doesn't quite resonate for me, but you know what? I'm on a roll. So I'm going back to the drawing board and meeting the next and the next. You can change your story, but you gotta know where you need to tweak and alter yourself in order to get a different component. So I've done this 1,000 times. Bear with me. People meet each other on a spectrum. I'm seeing this. As I'm looking at myself on the screen, I'm seeing it in opposition. So you will, if you're here, guess what you're going to attract? Here. If you're here, you'll attract there. And if you're in the center, you'll attract somebody centered. There's always something we can do. And just like on a teeter-totter, when you adjust yourself, that person automatically adjusts to compensate for your movement, or they get kicked off the teeter-totter. It's very simple. Do your work, okay? Again, I'm not blaming you. I am trying to refine your energy so that you can bring in and attract the right kind of person who's going to love you the way you need to be loved, and who's going to hold your heart in their hands as this precious thing that they can't believe how lucky they are to have found you. If you want help getting there and you need me, go to susanwinter.net. Happy to work with you. Look at the different consultation packages. When I'm in New York, you can meet me there in person for a very special 3-hour event that's all about you at the most fabulous club in all of New York City, if not, I think, the world. And when I'm traveling abroad, I will always keep you posted because I travel routinely to European and Asian cities. Thank you, everyone. If you've liked this, again, please subscribe, click the little bell so you'll get notifications as to when I have another video. And do not lose hope. We can alter this situation and you can have a completely different outcome. Thank you.